Monster Man, episode 176, Demons. Hello and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm talking about the monsters that I find in them. Their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games. In today's episode, we're taking a look at some more monsters from the D chapter of Monster Manual 2, the 1983 supplement for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition. And of course, we're talking about demons. We just finished Demodans, and that means it's time for demons. Now, there are quite a lot of demons in this section, so I'm going to do three of them in this episode, and we'll do some more in subsequent episodes. Remember when I told you that D was going to be a long chapter? I was not kidding. Anyway, I also feel like I should mention that I'm going to be at UK Games Expo in Birmingham on Saturday, the 1st of June. I'm just going to be there, like, attending. I got some work stuff to do, so I'm going there with a project that I'm working on. But if you're about and you see me, just say hi. Not that you'll have any way to recognize me, since this is an audio medium. I gotta get those Monster Man t-shirts made. Anyway, let's talk demons. Our first demon on the list is the Alu demon. Now, the Alu demon is the offspring of a succubus and a human, as you will remember. Succubi are demons who go to the prime material plane and adopt the form of beautiful mortals, and they seduce the living, and I guess what they produce is Alu demons. There's kind of a weird detail here where it says that Alu demons never wear non-magical armor, since it would actually just make their AC worse. Okay, fair enough. It's just kind of an odd description. Indeed, there's quite a lot of description here that suggests to me that Alu demons are meant to be playable. So, for instance, it says that there's a percentage of Alu demons who are actually good. They don't, you know, they take after their mortal parent. And so I think the thing about, like, what kind of armor they wear, because otherwise you could just say, oh, hey, they wear magic armor. Oh, either that, or it's meant to be an indication of why Alu demons are typically nude or, like, clad in filmy garments. But that's not what the illustration looks like, so they have the usual illusion powers, and I definitely, you get the vibe off here that they're meant to be actually quite sympathetic. I mean, partly, I guess, because they're only half demonic. And in my notes, about the thing that says that they're often good is like, oh yeah, get ready to have a hot demon love interest. I don't know that that's the goal with the Alu demon, but definitely feels like it fits in. They're very player character-y, you know, that they have a demonic heritage that they might be conflicted about, but at the same time that there are lots of them probably just kind of forming the rank and file of hex armies. Now the next on the list is called the Babau. And the Babau is a kind of boogeyman figure from the folklore of lots of countries. And he has similar names in a lot of different countries called like Babau or Bibo or Bobo or Baba or whatever. You get him in the Mediterranean, you get him in France. There's an Italian version who's sometimes just called the Black Man. And basically, this is a black-colored supernatural creature that will appear and, you know, take children away if they misbehave. There isn't really a lot of that bogeyman heritage to the Babau in Monster Manual 2, although it does have a distinctive black color. It's a kind of skeletal-looking demon with exaggeratedly sized head, feet, and hands, and it has a single horn protruding from its black skull, which is such an odd detail that I can only assume that it comes from somewhere. Possibly someone will point it out, possibly I will realize it much later. Just like the other day, I realized that Quaggoths are meant to be Sagoths from At the Earth's Core. Since I had never read At the Earth's Core, I didn't even know what these were, but I was listening to the Grognard Files and they talked about it, and that made me put it all together. Anyway, the Babau has a sort of protective slime that covers it, which is a detail that also turned up in some of the Demodans. He's got a gaze that weakens you, which is a pretty good ability, and it's got the usual kind of selection of spooky, sneaky spells. So actually, it could work quite nicely as a bogeyman. It's not described that way in here, but it's folklore, and I don't know that its powers are based on the powers of the Babau in folklore, but if you wanted a monster that could creep into human settlements and terrify people and steal away naughty children or evildoers or whatever, the Babau actually fits the bill pretty well. I definitely think these guys are much more useful creeping into human settlements to commit all kinds of misdeeds than they would be kind of forming the ranks of the legions of hell, although they would be quite formidable opponents in that case. Finally, we have Baphomet. Now, Baphomet is one of your classic fictitious stroke mythological demons. Most famously, Baphomet is a name given in the trial of the Knights Templar in the early 1300s. As you may know, the Knights Templar by that period had kind of outlived their usefulness, and the power and wealth of the order was very unwelcome to the French king. As a result, they were accused of all kinds of blasphemies and devil worship and so forth, disbanded, and their leaders were executed. And one of the accusations was that they worshipped an idol called Baphomet. And there have been a number of speculations. This is not the first usage of the name Baphomet. It does appear in earlier sources from the Middle Ages, although not very many of them. And the overall scholarly consensus seems to be that it is a corruption of the name Muhammad. That is to say that the Templars, who of course spent a long time in the Middle East, are being accused of sort of having secretly converted to Islam, but like the cartoon version of Islam presented in most medieval European sources. Whatever the case, in the post-medieval period, in the modern period, the name Baphomet comes to be associated with that illustration of like a goat-headed devil that's from the work of Eliphas Levi. So for example, if you're watching the current Netflix Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the big statue of the devil in the middle of the academy, that's pretty much the Levy version of Baphomet. He I don't think, called it that. I may be misremembering, but I believe it's what's called the Goat of Mendez, and then the name Baphomet came to be associated with it. But normally, I think, when most of us think of Baphomet, we think of a goat-headed demon, but in Monster Manual 2, he is a bull-headed demon, and specifically, in fact, the Lord of Minotaurs. He's also got a bardiche. Now, I don't know how you would describe the axe traditionally associated with a minotaur. I suppose the correct word is labrys, but you certainly wouldn't call it a bardiche. It's got the completely wrong shaped head. So I don't know what that's all about. That's the second inappropriate bardiche we've seen in this monster manual. It's like somebody just found out about them. Anyway, Baphomet's pretty cool. He's a big bullheaded guy, and, you know, he's very powerful, very dangerous opponent. He's got some kind of Minotaur-themed abilities, which I like, so he's got things like maze and pass wall, wall of stone, and teleport, so you can definitely imagine finding yourself trapped in this, you know, never-ending labyrinth that Baphomet is essentially magically creating while he pursues you. And he's got a terrifying bellow, which suits a Minotaur-type demon, and he can barf up unholy water, which is a real weird ability. Like, that's different. But it's very demonic. I mean, you know, it's unholy water, and it's definitely sort of, you know, if you told me that there was a song on this metal album called Puking Up Unholy Water, it wouldn't surprise me. And of course, this does extra damage to creatures from the upper or positive planes, so angels and whatnot. So overall, Baphomet is a pretty good guy. Like, I feel like if you want a demon who expresses that kind of savage brutality, but who isn't simply a fight monster, who has this fun other kind of mazy ability, I think that Baphomet is a pretty good choice. He definitely has that sense of being, despite being a big, powerful, fighty monster. Those are usually action monsters, but Baphomet still has enough other weird stuff on him that he comes across as a horror monster. And that's really what you want out of your demons, right? I mean, maybe your lower levels, you want the ability to kind of be wading through the ranks of the Alu demons. But I think here we've got three pretty good horror-y monsters. You got the Alu demon, who is beautiful but deadly and is the offspring of a demon and a mortal. Those are all very horror-y kind of tropes. You've got the Babau, which is, of course, based on a folkloric boogeyman that does horror-y stuff, and it's all got a grotesque appearance, and it's all, you know, black and slimy. That's horror-y. And then you've got Baphomet, who, although well-equipped for a stand-up fight, is also got all these abilities that allow him to, like, pursue you through this nightmarish maze of corridors, and that's horror-y. And I think that that's really what I want out of demons, and therefore I declare myself satisfied with these first three. Okay, next week we're going to be continuing our run through this chapter, and that means more demons. So please join me then for Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great. Thank you for listening. If you have a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, you can reach me on Twitter at GonzoHistory or by email, gonzohistory@gmail.com. To support Monster Man, just go to patreon.com/monsterman. Thank you to Ray Otis for designing the thumbnail image. Our introductory music is Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Thank you again for listening, and please join us next time.